We are very qualified girls that have eat dinner and that
are you serious?
Yeah.
Once
it's in my home, it is now like free and it's mine.
Would you completely just not buy it at all? Because you want the free shipping so bad?
It depends how bad I want this item.
Yeah, it's a lot of girl math happening in your head.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like,
Yeah.
So I browse a lot.
Welcome to the Asian Soup Podcast.
This is your co-host, Jules.
And this is your co-host, Rox.
The Asian Soup Podcast is your cozy space on the internet where we share and discover stories about one another.
We chat about a range of topics, some serious and some not so serious.
Come sit with us
and get nourished.
So today's topic.
Yeah, let's jump into it. It is about...
Well, we thought, where do we get this idea from?
Well, we were kind of talking about it very briefly in our most recent episode. Aussie slang.
Yeah, Aussie slang. About Aussie slang. And then I said, hey, isn't girl dinner slang? And then we were like, no, it's not. It's definitely not slang.
But it's a whole concept that we can chat about today because we are very qualified girls that have eat dinner. And that
are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about girl dinner.
Okay.
Maybe firstly, let's define it. What is girl dinner?
You go first. To you.
Okay, so to me, girl dinner is something that sort of emerged from social media, mainly TikTok, I'd say. And, you know, because this concept of girl dinner was coming up, so I did a little bit of research. Like, you know, when you're like, what is this all coming from? I like to like go into the search and see where it originated from. But I think one girl posted something about how she had like a platter, what do you call it?
Charcuterie
board.
Yeah.
And she was just saying like, oh, this is my girl dinner. And I think it sort of went viral from there. And then everyone else picked it up and was like, yeah, girl dinner is the rage. Like, it's the best thing. Oh my God, this is so relatable. Yeah. I girl dinner all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it was the relatability. Like someone just coined it, but then everyone just got it.
Yeah. All the girls got it.
Would you say your definition is kind of similar?
Yeah. Definitely it came from social media. But I feel like I remember there was a sound for it. Like, girl dinner.
Yeah.
Girl dinner.
Girl dinner.
And it was like people would just like use that sound and show their dinner. While they're eating it or something. But yeah, I thought it was really, it's really fun and very true. But I would add that it's like lazy, it's in a way like a lazy dinner or a lazy girl dinner or like a quick dinner in
but
a way.
But also hits the spot.
Yeah, like satisfying as well.
Yeah, I'd say that. Quick, say. It has to be quick. Yeah. It has to be delicious.
Yeah.
And quite simple.
Simple, yeah. Yeah, easy.
And it doesn't have to be necessarily healthy, I would say.
Not necessarily.
But it's not like a typical meal.
But it's not junk food either. It's not like I'm getting chicken nuggets and
chips. I don't
know,
chips. It gets a bit blurred because I've seen people eat like popcorn and go, oh, this is girl dinner. And
popcorn is not girl dinner to me.
I don't think it's girl dinner. Girl dinner if you have it with something else.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what's girl dinner for you.
I think it's in between a snack and a full dinner. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not just a snack.
Because it would be then girl snack. Do you know what I mean? But
yeah,
it's girl dinner.
Yeah. It's like not just fruit. You can't just have an apple.
That's not girl dinner.
You can't just have popcorn. You can't just have chips. It's like a little bit of preparation required.
A little bit, yeah.
And I would also say it's not delivery.
That's what I was going to say. It's not delivery.
It's not delivery. I'm not going to a restaurant and ordering an appetizer and calling that girl dinner. Like, girl dinner is you at home watching TV, watching your favorite show, like in your PJs or whatever, like, you know, hair up, you know, skincare, you know, like just comfortable.
Comfortable, easy.
Easy.
But quick, also a little bit of self-care, I reckon. Like as you said, you prepared it yourself.
Yeah.
It's not an Uber Eats delivery.
Yeah.
It's something that you curated that ticks all of your boxes.
All of your boxes, yeah.
Yeah.
And you enjoy it.
You enjoy it.
It's not like you're suffering.
Oh, you know, it's not a choice.
It's not like, oh, I am on a diet and I have to eat just this tiny girl dinner.
No, yeah. This is like, enjoying. This is what I want to eat. This is my choice and I'm going to own it. Yeah, right?
Yeah. And generally, aside from charcuterie cheese boards, maybe like you're eating by yourself in a way, you know? Or with just another friend at home or something.
Yeah, you can have girl dinner together. That's true. I think.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you can eat with girl dinner with people. I'm putting too many rules but on I this think girl dinner.
Typically, it's like, you know, just me. Typically. Yeah. That's sort of yeah, what typically. I think. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where it originated from, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So what does girl dinner look like to you? Like a typical, you know, just say you're having girl dinner tonight. What are you putting together?
A typical girl dinner for me is like making guac and
I love it already.
Corn chips.
Love it already.
Like,
oh yes.
Good guac, good enough for me anyway. Like avocado, bit of red onion, coriander, salt, pepper, lemon juice or lime juice. Oh, you know, just the like olive oil, salt and pepper, like just not just avocado. You know,
oh, yeah.
You know, and yep. Then good corn chips, like not just Doritos, but I don't know. I like the Mission ones.
Yes.
Mission, or there's another one in that clear packet. I don't know what it is.
Oh, is it like it's the round big. One? Yeah, it's big. Yeah, and there's the a round one. Yeah, yeah. The shape of the corn chips. Yeah.
Any nicer version than Doritos. Not Doritos. Yeah, yeah. Just not
sorry,
Doritos.
Sorry, Doritos. I love it.
Yeah. That's girl dinner for me, I think. Do you think so?
Well, there's a lot of good fats in the avocado, and you've got the lemon, we've got vitamin C, we've got the red onion as well.
And sometimes vegetable. I add baby tomatoes just for a bit more nutrition.
Yeah. I don't
know. But for yums as well.
What's the difference between that and, you know, getting not tacos or nachos?
Nachos could be girl dinner too, but I think there's more prep required.
Yeah, we don't want to prep.
And then when you have the meat, then you need the sour cream and the cheese and the, you know, that I think that still could be considered girl dinner.
But for you.
But for me, the guac and the is enough.
Yeah. That is such an ideal girl dinner. That's a big tick for me.
Okay. Yeah.
Not that you asked for my approval.
No, we need some approval. We'll approve each other's girl dinner.
Okay. Okay. I like it. Okay.
Your turn.
For me, a really good ideal girl dinner is I like having variety. So I'll have some kind of chips, right? It's like I think about what am I craving? I'm craving hot chips. I air fryer some hot chips and then I get my chicken salt ready. And then with the chips, maybe I'll just scramble, look in the fridge. I got some ham and salami. I can put some of that on the plate. I see some fruit. Oh, cool. That will go really well with the cold cuts. And then I might see like maybe some popcorn. Let's bring that popcorn back that we just talked about.
Yeah.
Bring that in and then boom, girl dinner.
Ah, okay.
Popcorn, hot chips,
a bit air fryer,
cold cuts and some fruit. So it's like a bit of all rounded.
Yeah.
Like for me, I like a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So that's my girl dinner.
Nice. Definitely a tick from me. I love hot chips. So.
Oh, yeah.
I like the variety as well. And I like that nothing fully goes together, but like they're nice on its own.
And it
goes well for you.
Yeah.
Like it's not like, oh my God, hot chips have to go with fish and chips or hot chips have to go with steak or something. It's like, well, I can just have hot chips with whatever I want, right?
Yeah, popcorn.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, with girl dinner, I don't know. I just think it's so fascinating that it's literally just blew up. Do you think that girl dinner is just more than just simply girl dinner? Like, why do we love it so much? Like, what do you think is the, you know, I feel like there's a uniting feeling right now. And do you think maybe it's a form of resistance? Is it like a feminist thing? Do you have any thoughts on why we, you know, where this is all coming from?
I have a few thoughts because you've just asked that question. But like one thought is that girl dinner has existed, but we've never put a term for it. It's existed. I'm sure there's boy dinner. You know, I'm sure boy dinner is like, I don't know, a bit more grosser than girls dinner. Sorry, boys. But I'm just kidding. But I don't know. I'm just guessing. I think it's because everyone can relate to it. And another thing I think is that it's like you time when you're having girl dinner. It's like your own time. You're eating it on your own. You're not like, I wouldn't make girl dinner to eat with my parents, right? Like when I'm growing up and eating with my parents, I'll eat what they've cooked. And you're not allowed to eat anything else, you know. You have to eat dinner with the family. But girl dinner is like you're growing up a bit, you're a bit independent, maybe you moved out or maybe you're overseas or maybe you're traveling and you're just making a little light meal for yourself on your own and you are in control of what you're making.
Yeah.
And it's you taking time to prepare in a the most easy way, what makes you happy, like with food, right? And food is so comforting, but I think it's just like a ritual that so many girls do that we can all relate to because, yeah, it's like bath time or doing a mask or something, you know? It's like things but we've never said it. Like we've never...
Everyone's been doing it separately.
Yeah, everyone's been doing it forever separately in a way. Yeah, exactly. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think you said it. That was really on point, I think. When you said, you know, when you wouldn't have girl dinner with your parents.
Yeah, you can't.
That's why I was like, yeah, you're right. We wouldn't. We would, yeah. If we were to cook for our parents, for example, we would cook them a full-blown meal. Like I'll get the rice, I'll get some protein, I'll get a soup, you know, have an all-rounded meal.
Imagine having girl dinner with your parents. They'd be like, what is this snack?
I already know what my dad will say. My dad will be like,
where's the meat?
Where's the rice?
Where's the rice?
He always needs rice.
Where's the rice?
Always needs rice. So I think it's almost like, you know, not having to prepare a whole meal. It's this choice and it gives us a sense of freedom. Like we get to eat what we want, what we're craving.
Yeah.
It might not be the most nutritious thing, but you know what? It's going to make me happy. It's enough for me right now and it makes me so happy. And I choose to do this.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of, you know, the really cool thing about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's almost like form of rebellion. I think that's a really strong way to put it. It's kind of just like, I don't know, girl as well. It's not like a female dinner, a woman dinner. It's like you're being a girl again.
Yeah. You know? It's not like you're being super sophisticated and, you know, making a fancy meal or anything, but it's just simple.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe that word hits me too. Mm. When you just said girl, I just thought it's like you're a little girl again, but not really in a way. Mm. But yeah, you're just kind of doing your own thing.
There's like
you don't need to be an adult about it, you know.
Even though we are. We just want to be a little, you know, maybe the inner child thing, like, oh, be that little girl again.
Yeah.
And just eat my hot chips, have some lollies on there too, you know?
Yeah.
There's this term that's been coming up a lot, I think. I don't know if it's a new term or not, but like mental load.
Oh yeah. I feel like I've only heard it a lot recently.
Yeah, so it was Aina who was on the episode 3 episodes ago. Mm. She was the one that sort of introduced it to me. And I just thought it's a really good term to sort of explain or articulate the feeling that we have when we're, you know, us girls, we carry this mental load or maybe mothers carry this mental load. And I feel like girl dinner is sort of the answer to mental load.
Yeah.
You know, there's this mental load that we have, but you know, you don't want to think about dinner.
Other people. Yeah. Like taking care of other people, right? Like the mental load of that. But then girl dinner, you're just taking care of yourself for once.
I think so. And it's also like the mental load that you just generally carry, you know, whether it's like work or, you know, just the anything. Big stuff.
Yeah.
Whether it's like maybe for an Asian person, it's that feeling of having to take care of your parents, you know, just that one phone call from your parents where you have to sort of help them out. That's mental load. And there's so many things that take up your mental load. And so girl dinner is like, yes, this is what I need right now for me, you know?
Yes, yeah. Totally. Can you think of any other recent or girl dinners you've had, you used to have but don't have anymore, or recent newfound discovered girl dinners, or I don't know?
I think the charcuterie board, that's more like new in the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would have really had that, you know, as a child.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like it's just so easy
yeah.
to have. So I think that's definitely sort of the new one on the menu.
Mm.
Oh, another one that's really good is air fryer stuff, right? So mm-hmm. frozen fish, you can get like these barramundi yeah, yeah. fish strips.
Yeah.
And you air fry them and then with the chips and you buy some tartare sauce.
Yeah.
And it's, you seriously have.
That's fish and chips.
Fish and chips. I don't know.
That's probably like not, full dinner.
That's full dinner. Yeah, yeah, that's full dinner.
But that's pretty good.
It's very, very, it's so
We're
easy.
We're leaning into simple dinner category. Yeah, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah, I do that
good,
too.
It's good.
Actually,
it's very,
I'm guilty of doing that.
Oh, really? Fish and chips?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so good.
Just in the air fryer.
The fish is so healthy.
Yeah. Even though it's battered, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one that's kind of in my rotation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I, even though I love girl dinner, I would say I'm more of a simple dinner girl.
Mm.
I love the girl dinner. I think I'd only do girl dinners more like on a Friday.
Yeah.
And then I feel so good when I'm like, you know what? When you know when you decide to do girl yeah. dinner? Like, this is before I knew girl dinner yeah. was a term. But I was like, you know what? I'll tell Ryoto. I'll be like, you know what we're having for dinner tonight? We're going to have this. We're going to have ham, salami. And like, yeah. I'll tell him the spread. I'm going to get some pretzels and all this stuff. And then he'll be okay to it.
Yeah.
But there was something so exciting about it. Like, dinner. But usually I do simple dinners.
Yeah.
So like
yeah.
the fish and chips.
Yeah.
You know, I do.
Noodles.
I don't know if you saw my Instagram lately, but I'm obsessed with salmon.
Salmon.
I eat salmon like every day right now.
Yeah.
Rice. Yeah. Like I'm a very simple dinner girl as well. Yeah. What about you?
Same. I'm definitely a simple dinner girl too. I eat a lot of salmon as well. But I feel like girl dinner for me these days happens more during my work from home lunch times. Mm. Like lunch, I'll have very simple lunch, if that makes sense. Just like toast. Like sometimes I'll just have eggs on toast or like sardines on toast and some tomatoes or something. And that's like pretty good for me. Like that's like yummy for me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yum. Or last time I was talking about like, I think then we're leaning into simple dinner as well, but like quick hot pot, just like really boiling stuff and just putting it in a bowl. That is probably just simple dinner.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit hot and, but yeah.
That's simple dinner.
That's simple dinner.
I love how you're distinguishing between, you're like making it really clear, like, this is entering simple dinner territory.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we are pretty good at the simple dinners.
Yeah.
But then when we do the girl dinners, it's like, Do you know what I mean? You get excited.
Yeah, I get excited because I'm like, I plan it. Like, I'm like, okay, I got some good avocados. Then if you get it all, ready. You're ready for your
Do you have like a vision? Dinner. You're like, you see the ingredients. You're like, oh my God, this is my girl dinner.
Yeah. And sometimes you crave like cheese on crackers. Like I crave it sometimes.
What about Asian girl dinners?
Mm.
Is that a thing? And can such things exist?
Would kimbap be girl dinner or not really?
I would say like tteokbokki. Just tteokbokki because that's actually a snack, right?
Yeah, yeah. But it could just be dinner.
I feel like it could. Like, girl dinner. Like if it's getting a big portion, then you're entering simple dinner. But if it's like a small portion, I think it could.
That's true.
I think you have to cook it yourself too.
Oden?
Oden?
Yeah.
Oden? Yeah.
Oden's kind of like
Oden.
That's like a snack.
It's a snack.
It's like a street snack, but
I think
that
if you cook it yourself and you don't spend too much time on it, girl dinner, I think.
Oh, when I used to live in Hong Kong, sometimes if I would be hungry and on the way home, they'd have these, I wish they had them here actually, but they'd have like these stalls that are on this, like a street stall.
Mm.
Like it's actually a store, but they sell proper hand roll sushi. It's not a sushi train or anything. You kind of can just get takeaway. And I just get like one of like a favorite. And then I'd be like, okay, I'm done. Like that's my dinner. one or two, if that makes sense.
Would the equivalent be just a sushi roll that you can buy here?
Yeah, kind of. But I feel like it's a bit more special than a sushi roll. It's like just one up from a sushi roll because it's a fresh made hand roll.
Is it in a shape of a cone?
Cone. And it's got all types, and you could get like uni or anything or tuna.
Yum.
Like there's so many flavors. Mm. It's like restaurant quality if that makes sense.
Yeah,
But sushi rolls here, that's still good, but it's just like very standard.
It's very franchisey.
Yeah, Sushi Hub.
Yeah,
like that. But yeah, I would call like one or two hand rolls or one or two sushi rolls Asian girl dinner.
Yeah, I think so. That's good. In Korea, there's something called yashik, which is like foods that you eat really late. Oh. There's a big yashik culture.
We have that too.
Oh yeah, so
it's called silye, but it's not dinner time, but people eat it at like 10 or 11.
Is there a big culture around
it? 2 a.m.
Yeah. It's such a thing. And like a typical one is...
It could be light to a full meal, but yeah. What's a typical one?
Like fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. I want to do that.
That is like, classic. When I'm in Korea, my cousins will be like, oh, at 10 p.m. they'll be like, oh, I'm craving fried chicken. And I'm like, what? Like, how for us, it's like, you're in bed by 9, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you just want to sleep, right? And then they're just talking about ordering fried chicken and getting a beer and all that. I'm like, it's just such a different world.
Yeah.
And that's like the best meal, considered the best meal. Because it's kind of like, maybe the equivalent to girl dinner in a way. It's like that. So thrilling.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's so thrilling, and it's just like, you shouldn't, but.
It's not girl dinner. That's not girl dinner. It's almost like a second dinner, but like it's your bedtime. But you're eating. And it's people usually do it together.
That's true.
Right? It's a little bit more social, maybe. Unless you work really late and you actually have to eat that late.
Yeah, true. Yeah, no, it's not girl dinner. I thought maybe the excitement, that was like the only similar thing, but it's not really the girl dinner or similar.
Fried chicken would be amazing.
Like right now? Because it's like yashik time right now.
We did that last time with Aina.
Oh, yeah, we had. Yeah, that was yashik for sure. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think I'm thinking a lot about yashik meals at the moment. But if I think about Asian girl dinner, I don't know, maybe like a bowl of instant noodles. Like that is like my
pretty good
ultimate comfort food. Like Shin ramyeon, Shin instant noodles.
Yeah.
It's ramyeon, by the way, not ramen, guys.
Yeah. Ramyeon.
Ramyeon. Shin ramyeon and like kimchi. I like it with sometimes no egg, no egg additions. Just and the noodles really hard. That's my
your go-to.
Yeah, my go-to. But yeah, I think I know. I just thought of one. Kerambap, which is like egg and rice. So you get hot rice, you get a fried egg, soy sauce and sesame oil, and then you mix it.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's you eat it with kimchi. You top your spoon with kimchi and go. That's what my cousin ate tonight. I asked what dish she had for dinner.
That's what she had.
That's what they had. It's like this,
easy dinner.
Easy dinner, but still so delicious.
This egg with rice. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Or rice with, the Korean seaweed?
Yeah.
Just that.
Just wrap that. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Another one that Roxy mentioned was girl math.
Yeah, another trend on TikTok.
Let's talk about girl math.
Okay. You name something that's girl math.
Okay.
I think everyone knows a few already.
No, I think we can assume that some people don't know what girl math is.
Fine.
Before we talk about it, I wanted to ask you, did you find it really relatable,
girl math? I find some of them relatable. Like some I actually, that's actually what I think.
Yeah.
But some I'm like, nah, that's too much.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm curious to discuss which ones we find relatable because I want to see if it's similar.
Yeah.
And for any of our listeners who don't know what girl math is, come on, guys, get on TikTok. Look up girl math. It's all over it. No, just kidding. But girl math is kind of like, how would you describe it?
It's kind of like in a way, it's similar to girl dinner. It's like the girl's version of that thing. So girl's version of maths, but it's not actually real maths. Like it's more around their personal finances more than girl math, but yeah.
Yeah, the best way to explain it is
girl wallet.
Through the examples, right?
Yeah, with examples, okay. Yeah.
So I'll go. If you have cash or if you buy with cash, it's free.
Yeah, I believe that. Because usually when I have cash, it's like cash that I've found, you know, or especially cash from like Chinese New Year or Lunar New Year. That's free money, you know.
Oh my gosh. I went shopping with my friend. And you know how like Lunar New Year, it was like a while back, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it was a while back. Anyway, she's
January, February.
Has a red envelope. She's Vietnamese.
Yeah.
We're at the markets because you have to pay with cash. She gets a red envelope. She's got heaps of cash in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you serious? Like you're using
She doesn't even take it out.
Yeah, she keeps it in the red. She keeps it in the red pocket. And I was just thinking, free money.
Free money, yeah. That's like, free money. Yeah. Like if I'm spending that, or when I used to spend that, it's like I'm definitely not adding it to my expenses.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. If it's not digital, I think that's what it is. If it's not in your bank statement, it never happened. Yeah.
Unless you pull out from your ATM, then I feel like you know how back in the day you pull out cash more and you use it?
Yeah.
Then I would still count that as an expense. Like, I think this cash, where it came from, is important to me.
No, but don't you think once it's pulled out, right, that transaction's made.
Yeah.
So that's done. Like that's an expense. But once the cash is in your hand, it's now free.
It is, but like I don't know, because I actually log my expenses as I spend. Mm-hmm. And I did that when I was really little. Doesn't mean I'm good with money. It just means I track. I'm good at tracking. I don't know what. I didn't do anything with it, obviously. I'm still not good at it. But I think where it comes from is important. But generally,
so when you track it, when you pull out money,
it's hard. Yeah. It's hard these days because I don't pull out money much.
Yeah.
But sometimes I pull it out because places now are charging you surcharge on your card more.
Mm.
So like say if you get your nails done or eat at certain restaurants, it's actually cheaper to just pay cash now in Sydney. So cash is better sometimes.
Okay.
When you are the one that pays at a group dinner and everyone else transfers you, then you actually make money in a way because people have transferred you. So whatever people have transferred you, you're like, oh, yay. Like I have a bit
of I made profit.
Yeah, I made a bit of money. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I relate to that.
You relate to that. Okay, I think
The reason why that makes sense to me is because when you pay.
You've paid,
it's gone out.
Yeah.
But you also can't, for me, it's like I don't expect it to come back. Mm. Like even though you're sending your bank details and everything.
Yeah.
Once you've paid, you just kind of forget about it. You're not chasing up on every person if they've paid.
And when
or
people
not.
Pay you, you're like, oh, great.
Yeah. And
like,
it comes up as a plus, like in the green.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So it looks like, oh, I made money.
Exactly.
This is one that I haven't heard, but I
believe in. Okay, go.
I'm interested. So before this whole girl math thing, this is how I would explain to Ryoto.
Okay.
So if you do grocery shopping on Sunday, you spend $100, and then on Monday night you cook with the groceries you bought on Sunday.
Yeah.
Then Monday night's meal is free.
Oh, yes. Everything I've bought, like everything that is done from groceries,
is a free
once
meal.
It's in my home, everything is free. Like once it is as a home in my cupboards and everything, once that grocery trip is over and the bags are all, you know, unpacked and stuff, it is now like free and it's mine, right? Because I don't even cost, you know how people, calculate the cost per meal, like in the news and they're like, oh, how to save money on like your meals, like this actually just costs
like $7, 12 cents.
Yeah, like $3 for the sandwich that you make at home or whatever. I'm not even thinking about that because I don't know even how they even calculate that because I just get the groceries and that's it. Like, yeah. I'm not going to split and divide each meal.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
Like, I mean, some things last for ages.
Yeah. I think that's why I love girl dinner too, because girl dinner is also free dinner in my mind because you're using, you know, Sunday night's groceries.
Yeah.
To put together this girl, like, awesome girl dinner.
Yeah.
So it's like win-win.
Oh, that's a good one. Hmm. Now I need to think because there's ones like this one I don't fully believe in. So, for example, like, oh, okay, if something is on sale, say a pair of pants or a bag is 30% off, you're making 30%. Like, you're actually yeah. saving money. I get that you're saving money on that purchase, but I don't yeah. think like that anymore. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I think that I'm spending money.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I just would rather not buy it.
Same. Same. Okay, yeah. I got one. I got okay. one.
You
so on. You know how they say if you buy something, if you spend $100 to get free shipping?
Yeah.
So just say you have an item that you want to buy and it's $80.
Yeah.
Rather, you know how I think the typical girl math is I'll buy another item.
To get the free shipping.
To get the free shipping.
Yeah.
And then it's like free item, whatever. I don't know. I forget. Yeah. You save this much money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the way I calculate it is if I buy the item for $80 and then shipping is $100 to get free and I pay $10 shipping,
mm-hmm.
then in my mind, I save $10. Oh, it doesn't make sense. Like I would rather pay for the shipping and save the $10.
Oh.
So that's my girl math.
Because 90 and then yeah, 90. You actually didn't spend 100.
Yeah,
so win.
I win because I didn't spend, you didn't spend $100.
Yeah, you didn't get sucked into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so I always pay for shipping. And I told Ina this and she's like, no, doesn't work like that in my brain.
My brain, I like that because that makes total sense. But my brain for shipping, I am conscious that I need to make $100 to get the free shipping because mm-hmm. I am sucked. I do want the free shipping. I'm a person that wants free shipping, but I also don't want to spend like $160 and spend double just to get the free shipping. Like mm-hmm. I'd rather it be something that I actually want or need. Like if I can get something for $30 just to make it $110 and get the free shipping, I win. Because
mm-hmm.
then I get an extra item, right? Mm-hmm. But then if I have to spend another $80, I'll probably have to reconsider if I actually need to buy this at all.
Yeah,
yeah. Or wait.
Oh, okay. You know? So you make the would you completely just not buy it at all for because you want the free shipping so bad?
If depends how bad I want this item.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do I really need it? I doubt I really need it.
Yeah.
A lot of the time. And if I really want it, is there something else I can add on that's not too much that could make the free shipping that I also need? If both things don't work out, I'll sleep on it and think about it.
Mm.
And then I just stall and I don't buy it.
Yeah, that's a lot of girl math happening in your head.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, no.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's so I browse a lot. I browse a lot and then I don't buy.
That's good. But that's your girl math. I get that. Yeah. I think I'm the same as well. It's like, so you're looking for that second item. It's like, how much do I want that second
item? I want to get the free shipping, but like I might wait for the sale period. So at least I can add up to the 100, but things are all on sale, right? Mm-hmm. So then I kind of save on that as well. So then I'll just wait. I'll just hold off, you know?
Yeah.
See, unless I really, if I really want it, then fine. But
yeah,
I'll pay for shipping or whatever. And if I really can't find anything else, like I also don't want to force myself to buy anything extra just for the sake of it.
Yeah, me too.
Right? Then I'll just pay for the shipping, but just depends.
Yeah, yeah. That's why they get you so good. You know when you do like you buy it and you check out?
Yeah.
And then they do this thing where like at this item, like post checkout. Have you seen that?
After you pay?
After you pay. So for example, on Temu.com, if you buy like some things after you check out, they take you to another page and they're like, hey, you've got, you know, 24 minutes to buy these.
Oh.
It's one click. It's like, it's called one click add-on or something. And I bought something extra. I spent another.
They get you.
Yeah, they get you.
I haven't been sucked into Temu yet, but I've I did download the app and they had some like crazy promo, like I don't know, the coins and the wheels. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. And then they gave me a time limit as well. They're like, your special promo will last for, you know, 48 hours or something. And I was like, oh, I better like choose enough things, because I think it told me how many items you get something off. But then by the time I was like, oh. And then I slept on it and then I didn't buy it.
This sleeping on it thing really worked. Yeah, it's really good. I got right, like sucked right in.
Yeah.
And Tim has been so good for me. And I've been telling my work people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they were like, oh, my trust level to Jules has gone down because Tim steals your data.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently Tim steals your data. Oh, and they were like, oh, use PayPal, la, la, la.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn. I'm not surprised. But
that's the risk I'm taking. Yeah.
But it's, yeah, definitely. They get you.
They got me good. They got me real, real good.
Let's get nourished.
So today, actually tonight, we went to Hot Pot and we had an ice cream thing at your house.
Yeah.
And we had water. So we have nothing to bring, and we completely kind of forgot.
We had, but we can talk about
We can talk about our Hot Pot experience. It's at our favorite Hot Pot restaurant, one of. It's not Haidi Lao. What soup base did you get? We both got double soup base.
Oxtail soup, the clear one, and then the tomato soup.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
I just love that we're talking about our soup bases. I don't know why. I thought you got chicken.
Bro, it's important. We're Asian soup.
But so. I thought you got chicken. No, you got oxtail. No,
I was saying chicken, but there's no chicken. But just a clear tomato. Soup.
I got pickled fish cabbage soup and half spicy, but then I kind of regretted it because not fully, but I didn't use the spicy one that much.
I thought you were really brave for getting the spicy one. I was like, so whoa, she's brave. Because like the spicy one's so spicy.
It's spicy, but I didn't have too much of it.
I think I used to get it and then I just decided to make a spicy sauce instead. And I love that, like, you know, Chinese hot pot is like your background thing. You know what I mean? Like you're Chinese, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm Chinese.
Cool. I taught Rock something about hot pot.
Yeah.
Which is like, oh, who am I?
Yeah.
So basically, Rock, you want to share? Like you're saying, like,
you can share.
Or I always get two sauces when you go to the hot pot, like sauce station. And then Rock was like, what? You can get two?
Yeah.
And then that was last time. And then today you were saying that
I started getting two. Like ever since Jules made herself two sauces, I've started to make myself two sauces as well. And then I was having hot pot with a bunch of Chinese friends and I had two sauces, and then one of the friends was like, why do you have two sauces? And I was like, oh, I don't know, I just want two sauces because they're different.
Yeah.
Well, for me, they're actually not that different. But
yeah, me too.
But the only difference in mine is one's the sesame sauce based, and then one's more soy sauce based. And that's the only difference. But I just don't want them to mix.
Yeah, it's
too
different.
Much. You know? Yeah. But before that, I'd mix it all together. But, you know, it's nice to have the option.
Yeah, because there's like unlimited bowls. You know what I mean? The sauce bowls. So I think it makes sense to make two sauces or even three.
Yeah, exactly. And we also have a favorite go-to dish in Hot Pot that we both equally love. And the first time I had this was also in Hong Kong, but it's the bean curds roll skin dried. So good.
We love that.
We love that.
Another thing that Rox really, really loves that she didn't realize she loved so much, but I
noticed helped it. Me realize. Understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Rox loves radish.
I love radish.
She really loves radish.
Especially in hot pot.
Really love radish. Like she'll get, as soon as the radish is in, she's like, oh, okay, I'm good now.
Yeah. It's not hot pot without radish or without that tofu skin thing these days.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm craving it already.
We just ate it.
The skin thing is so good.
Yeah.
Or did you think of the scallops? Because we got scallops.
I thought it was a nice change. Yeah. Something different.
Special,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah. And yeah, they were good, like quality, I guess, you know?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And it doesn't always have to be about lots of meat as well. Yeah. Like, actually, well, a lot of the non-meat things I enjoy a lot. But I think traditionally hot pot used to be more about meat for me, or I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Meat will be the main thing and everything else is a side.
Yeah. But now it's like, oh, the sides are so yummy. Yeah.
Like the radish.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Well, I think that's going to wrap up today's episode.
Yes. Please comment or share if you have any girl dinner or girl math things that you can share.
Or any Asian girl dinners.
Yeah. And like how Jules shared girl math that hasn't been posted, which is, I think, pretty good.
Yeah. Does anyone else relate to that? Come on. There has to be, right? Can't just, if Rox, you relate to it, then.
Yeah.
Because I said that to someone else and they're like, nah, they didn't get it. Like, what? Anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks, guys, for if you listen to the end, thank you so much, as always. We are always so grateful to all our listeners. We might have not been as prompt with our scheduling, but, you know, we'll thanks get for back being on patient it. Yeah, thanks for being patient.
Still listening to us. So, yeah, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
See you next time. Bye. Bye-bye.